Blog Talk Radio.
Gina, you're wearing sweatpants. It's Monday.
So?
So that's against the rules, and you can't fit.
Whatever.
You can't fit with us! You can't fit with us! You can't fit with us!
Wherever I sit, it's the baddest place in the building. Wherever I sit.
You bitches can't deal with me.
Lunch Table Radio Show. So far, it's just me and Greece, but, you know, Petty's birthday is tomorrow, so I understand if Petty doesn't show up tonight because she's being Petty. Like, Petty, I'm effing with you. But we have a good show for you guys lined up tonight. I'm a nervous wreck. I don't know why I always say this, but Greece, or a lot of stuff. So what are the topics tonight? What do we talk about tonight? Tonight is going down basement.
Tonight, we are... Since we was off because of
the snowstorm,
the blizzard, took us away from y'all. But we missed you.
Yep, absolutely.
Hopefully you missed us.
Absolutely.
But in our week of absence, the the tea gods blessed us. So our topics are today, we're going to have to talk about Kanye and Amber and Wiz.
And before you finish that, mind you guys, 3 weeks ago, I... did a topic, a specific topic that was surrounded about this. Fingers in the booty, girls eating booty, and now we're back revisiting this topic again. So I can't wait to talk about that.
Groceries. Black China and Rob and, you know, the Kardashians are not up for that one.
Team Petty.
And, of course, Oscars and Aunt Viz and Stacey Dash. So it should be juicy.
And furthermore, last week, Petty and I, we were having a conversation behind the scenes. I ain't going to say who, because if I say who, they're going to know who I'm talking about. But however, we were having a conversation last week about, I noticed somebody on the gram that we mutually know. And I'm like, oh, because I'm going to say they, because I don't want to say if it's her or him or whatever. But I noticed that they were getting, gifts sent to them and stuff, and they were always going on vacations and always showing
restaurants.
Yeah, and always showing off money. And Petty kind of told me, like, everything that you see is not what it seems to appear. So, I mean, I'm guilty of this too. Not to that extreme, but I am guilty of that as well. So, we're definitely going to talk about people who front for the gram and stuff like that. And I'm just looking forward to this show. I'm hoping that Petty still comes because I really want Petty to be here because tomorrow is Petty's birthday. But I understand Petty can't make it. It is what it is. You know, the show must go on. But I just hope that Petty makes it. You know, sometimes people are fashionably late because Petty was out and about today, so it is what it is. But what else is going on? So I guess we're going to, you know how we do, you guys. We play a song, and then we come back and give you all the tea. So when we come back, it's going to be the hot topics. And then an hour at 8 and 7 o'clock, we're going to talk about the you front for the gram or nah topic. And, you know, I know you're guilty of that too, Grease, aren't you?
No.
Okay, guess not. All right, so we'll be back, you guys. It is the Lunch Table Radio Show. Thanks.
Mommy, you're looking like I'm just another guy that came to check you, that came to wreck you. No disrespect, but mommy, that's correct, because what's in them jeans just got my mind hectic. I can see that you're feeling my passion. Is it because I'm flashing? Or is it this cash that's just way too reckless? Or is it this necklace? Wait, let me interrupt myself with this message. See, I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved. no scratches and no hickeys. If you can get with that, mommy, come get with me.
I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just wanna quick fix up in your mix, miss. Send me your wish list, I have you addicted. So mommy, come with this. Mommy, I realize that I'm mad. Speak a language of love like Spanish. Y'all don't believe me, I'm so offended. Know what I mean? Yeah, sorry, that was Portuguese. That I speak with ease. Please, get on a knee. I got a penny for your thoughts, if you know what I mean. But
I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just wanna quickie. No bite marks, no scratches, and no hickeys. If you can get with that, mommy, come get with me.
I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just wanna quick fix up in your mix, miss. Send me your wish list, I have you addicted. So mommy, come with this. Don't be offended, babe, by what I say. It's just a game, and how I play. Village and Panda, call me up, mama. Knock on this wood, get rocked by this thunder. Don't be offended, babe, by what I say. It's just a game, and how I play. Village and Panda, call me up, mama. Knock on this wood, get rocked by this thunder.
I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just wanna quickie. No bite marks, no scratches, and no hickey. If you can get with that, mommy, come get with me.
I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just wanna quick fix up in your mix, miss. Send me your wish list, I have you addicted. So mommy, come mix it.
I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just wanna quickie. No bite marks, no scratches, and no hickeys. If you can get with that, mommy, come get with me.
I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just wanna quick fix up in your mix, miss. Send me your wish list, I have you addicted. So mommy, come mix it.
I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just wanna quickie. No bite marks, no scratches, and no hickeys. If you can't get with that, mommy.
Okay, you guys are back. Sorry about that. I do not know why my fat fingers weren't able to press the button. But anywho, okay, Mentola, what am I trying to think of? Oh, so our first situation is what's his face? Kanye. He was the butt of all jokes this week, if you will. And it was pretty interesting, to say the least. But, you know, I want to talk about this topic. Like, you know, we revisited this. Well, this is the revisit, definitely, because we talked about this last week. So, Greece, you say what? Go.
Well, the whole thing with that, I don't understand this whole Max B owns Waze.
Exactly.
I didn't understand that. I didn't understand why Wiz was even coming after him in that way, in that manner. But, you know, I understand why Kanye lost his cool. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if we sitting there, we having a conversation, like, all right, you know, let's go our separate ways, and, you know, we agree to disagree. And then all of a sudden, randomly, 15, 20 minutes later, you put up something, you know, hit that KK and become yourself. Nobody knows that's fucking...
So you understand why?
Yes.
Okay.
I understood. I would have went off too. I don't know what the hell is... But Khalifa Kush?
What?
Yes. Everybody, if you put KK, you think, well, Kim K. Mm-hmm. so why are you talking about my wife? So, yes, but I didn't understand. The thing I didn't understand was why he brought up his kid. That's
low blow.
That was the low blow. I didn't understand, but go on.
Now, my thing is with Amber, now, Amber basically said what she said. Finger in the booty ass bitch. Now, in my heart of hearts, I don't think it's true. In my heart of hearts.
I don't think it's true.
But then again, with Kanye, you kind of don't know. You know what I mean? It's like, it's touchy, say the least. So, do you think, in my opinion, Grease, that straight guys like that?
I would say some. I would say some, you know, because, you know, that isn't an erogenous zone. Mm-hmm. You know, so, I just like some girls like eating the booty.
What about fingers in the booty?
I don't know about that. Honestly, I don't think it would be true either because most chicks have them nails. And I don't think the nails are quite appropriate to be fingering booty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so do I think she's just pulling shit out her ass? Yes, because you know Amber is Queen Petty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, at the end of the day, Kanye involved the kid, and then apparently Amber put out some lie, if it was a lie, or some truth, if it was the truth. But you know what? I'm going to put you back on blasting since you want to bring my baby into this. And, like, Wendy, go ahead.
Yes. 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 So, Wendy, you know, Wendy the next day decided to go in on Kanye. And I just knew, as soon as she opened her mouth, as soon as she opened her mouth, how she was spinning this whole thing by naming the album Swishy.
Right.
The album is not Swishy. The album was never named Swishy. It was Swish. She knows that. But she just wanted to call him all kinds of gay and he's such a lady and all this other bull.
But by the way, you guys,
JJ is here. Hi, JJ. You host Celeb Prince J. I'm sorry. J Square on the air on Block Talk as well. He is my friend, my personal friend, and he's co-hosting tonight. Hopefully Petty will still come. Petty might be late, maybe 7 o'clock. I didn't even tell her you were coming because I wanted it to be a surprise. But alas,
kids
wasn't
doing their job, so I'm here.
I know. Don't read now. I don't know. So, you know, you've been listening to Wendy for years. Hasn't Wendy always been calling what's his name,
Kanye,
Miss Kanye, gay for years?
Of course, everybody gay. Everybody. She won't call her husband out for some reason. Who's caught sleeping with trannies, by the way?
No, that was on Bossa. That was not true at all.
Allegedly.
Okay. Well.
We won't talk about that.
But you know what? Also, I noticed you guys on SandraRose.com. It's a blog. It's a popular blog from Atlanta. She's like a black lesbian from Atlanta. She's real popular or whatever. She sent Sandra Rose a cease and desist about a post that Sandra wrote. But I'm like, Wendy, you throw grease every day on the air, on TV. So how is you, like, the phone, right? Yeah, you can hear it. How are you, like, I don't understand. Like, is that possible? Like, why are you a hypocrite in your business?
Well, also, let's remember back when she used to do the Wendy Williams Experience.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, what's her name? They used to, the producer?
Nicole. Oh.
Remember when the whole shit with Nicole went down?
I know some real tea behind that, but I'll tell y'all behind the scenes, because I daren't get no cease and desist from Wendy. I'll tell you behind the scenes. Yeah.
And then the whole thing went down with, she was sexually harassed or something like that.
Her husband was allegedly harassing the intern.
Hey. It's the mess behind the scenes, but yeah, you know. And then what was the whole thing about Nicole exactly? I forgot. It's been so long.
Well, it was alleged that Kevin was talking crazy to her, and she brought it to HR's attention. And then they basically subsequently had her role reduced to, like, I guess,
Nothing, basically. And so she sued, and they eventually ended up settling because, this is public information, because they didn't want it to go to trial and witnesses come forward, and it would just been a mess. So she allegedly settled and got some coin from the situation or whatever. But it is what it is. But my thing is, like, Wendy, you talk Greece every day, and, you know, but you, how do you send people cease and desist? But you do the same thing. But, I mean, it is what it is. But back to Kanye. I kind of feel bad for him. Then again, you don't, because he's rich and he's a like a snob.
Feel bad for him for what?
Because they embarrassed him.
Kanye don't care.
Who?
Kanye don't give a fuck. This bitch. She may have some story. That's it. And now he moves on. You know, she's her shit. Like somebody was saying, oh, what can he say about her? I was like, there's nothing he can say about her. She already Snapchat her pussy to the world, so what the fuck?
Right.
And Wendy and Charlamagne always said, if your truth is already out there, no one can hold it against you. So I definitely understand that. But moving on, we're going to revisit this topic later, hopefully when Petty comes back, because I want Petty's opinion about, when Petty comes, if she comes, I want Petty's opinion about the booty and the finger thing.
Mm-hmm.
Next topic, booty and the thing. What we got here in the index court?
Well, lecture and raw.
Oh, Petty boots. Now, this is my thing, because Jay Square and I, we're both Libras. We are Team Petty. I'm sorry, like, a recent friendship that I had ended. But then again, I don't think I wasn't being petty because it looked like I was being petty, but I was just being myself. I'm not going to monitor what I do because of you and what you think. You know what I mean? No, I wasn't being petty, though, but I think they took it as me being petty. However, I do have a petty spirit. Like, I am a petty bitch. Like, if we on kick, talking on kick, and we're talking, right, and you don't hit me up. No, you hit me up, and you leave me on red. I hit you up, and you leave me on red. I'm going to, when you hit me back up, I'm going to leave you on red the same amount of time you left me on red. If you left me on red for 17 hours, you won't get 17.
Truth and facts. You don't fucking hit me when you're ready to.
Thank you. And then again, someone else will disagree. Some persons always say no. You do hit people up when you're ready to. It's up to you. But now, why would I wait?
Don't read my shit and then not answer it, especially by actual question. Like, this to be answering me or saying, oh, give me a second or something. I've managed to open people's messages and no. I don't respond, but I'll
say, you can't be a hypocrite then.
Hey, oh, that was a mistake. I thought I answered you. They be like, oh, they act like that. No, fuck you mean. Y'all clearly.
Jay, you be, I don't know. You're a tiger Libra. You are aggressive because I've been seeing your posts on Facebook. You be going off.
Somebody actually texted me 2 days after I texted them, and I went off. I'm like, the next time you text me 2 days later, don't bother texting me no more.
Okay.
Like, delete the number. Unless you were in a car accident, a hospital, a funeral. Even as to be answering me back, I'm at a funeral.
Oh my
gosh. I was in a car accident.
Hey.
I apologize.
Well, Black is, you know, she's dating Rob now. Now, mind you,
allegedly.
But now Rob is in the gym with her. He's getting back in shape. And she's kind of like getting him together. And I feel like it's cute. What do you think, Grease? Because I know you are the king of petty.
This bitch is an opportunist.
Woo.
This is all she is. She's just looking for another come up. Please, do I need to go down the list of pettiness that she is? Okay. Here's my personal opinion, how I feel about the situation, how all of a sudden she just started dating Rob. How the fuck did she even meet Rob? Rob don't go nowhere.
Right.
She was cool with the family. But
so, of course, you know the brother.
Yeah, she know the brother, but...
Rob
doesn't go nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
That's why he's a perfect target.
You know, Rob doesn't go nowhere, and about the time for them to get into a relationship, she was just with Future, getting her name tapped to her.
Probably still doing that.
You know?
Oh, yeah, she did. You're right. Yeah, she is. You got to call her what it is. She's an opportunist. But I already posted from Facebook this earlier today. It was too funny. I'm not going to say the person's name, but I'm going to read it. I can't verbatim because it's really graphic, but this is what someone said. And I'm like, let me see if y'all agree with this.
Names. I
I ain't saying no names. So the person said, geez, I didn't know Queen Black China had haters. She didn't ask Rob to drive 2,000 miles to Texas from California to bail her out of jail and eat her trap on her way back to California during that 2,000-mile commute. Rob Kardashian knows a true queen in his presence and will do anything to satisfy Queen Black China. Queen China got Rob back on a good path, and any woman capable of uplifting, why are you doing that, of uplifting a man and making him better than the obese piece of slum he was just 2 weeks ago deserve to be praised for that. Y'all say what?
That bitch can kick butt.
First of all, who crowns her queen anything?
I can't, I'm not, I don't want to say their name on the air.
That's my personal opinion.
It's personal, yeah.
That's my quote in the paper.
Right. You say what?
Queen of black
dogs,
but whatever.
She queen of the thoughts. That's what she
right,
is.
Like,
I mean,
I like Black China, but I mean, she ain't no queen of anything. Like, she's just a name to me. She don't do anything. She don't sing. She don't.
She's famous for being famous. Yeah, I agree.
You know, she's famous for shaking her ass.
She is.
Like Cardi B, like Amber Rose, like Jocelyn. Except Jocelyn just got picked up by the right people to not be a stripper no more.
Agreed. Because.
I'm about to get on the pole. People getting their come ups. Not the nigga the pole.
Hello? Or it's the age of the stripper, but Black China, I mean, she, my personal opinion is like, either she is, either Kylie is that much smarter than her that Tyga would leave to go with a 17-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Or she is dumb as a box of bricks.
Okay.
You know, because to me she looks stupid. Because it's a lot of, she is Queen Petty. You know, because first, after she broke up with, you know, Tyga and Black China broke up,
mm-hmm.
you know, she was always in the media, you know, dissing him, going after Kylie, you know, she wanted to fight Kylie, and then the whole shit.
But she never physically said she wanted to fight.
Yeah,
that was. She didn't say that.
She said, basically,
she would repost the stuff that people were saying she wanted to
fight.
Right.
She implied it because she had posted something about, oh, she can't wait till August, whatever. And that was when Kylie was turning 18.
Read between the lines.
But, you know, but my thing is, when they broke up and then there was the whole thing about the car. And then she was off in the news because she was with that baller at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, about the car. Oh, where's the receipts and all this other stuff? And then her and the baller broke up. But I thought they was engaged.
Right.
But then they broke up. And then next thing you know, she's with Future getting tattoos with his name on. And Future come out and I'm like, I'm single, so I don't know what the hell this is about. And now she's with Rob. But the funny thing is, like, she got with Future, but Ciara is cool with the Kardashians.
That's fine.
But
they're going to all be at the family cookout.
She's like, she's just, a matter of fact.
Oh, okay. I'll
see
what he's doing together.
And,
okay.
and then after, but even before then, while I was thinking about this other day, I was like, oh, before she even, you know, before Tyga and, you know, Black China broke up, but once they broke up, all of a sudden she became cool with Amber Rose.
Who became cool with Amber Rose?
Black China.
Who was the enemy of the Kardashians.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's like,
I thought you thought she an opportunist.
Yeah, that's why I say she's an opportunist. She knows exactly what she's doing.
All right, if you want to get real nitty gritty, then I mean, Nicki opportunist because you was trying to be friends with little Kim and all of a sudden you keying with Foxy.
When was she trying to be friends with him?
She did a song with him.
Like, they have pictures together and everything.
That one picture, she's popping on her own.
They did a song together.
Yeah, and they,
I'm going to say it later now that y'all say that.
Nicki had no issue with Lil' Kim.
Until,
but now all this shit that happened, all of a sudden you came with Foxy. She did used to rap Foxy a lot, but like it's like you really go extra hard with y'all friendship now. So it's all about a matter of the limelight and people and, you know, how they feeling.
See, this is when Petty should have been here because we had this whole argument.
Absolutely.
The other day. About.
Black China not the only person that ever do that. Regular people who do that. It's been done by tons of people all of a sudden. It's like, when the fuck they became?
I mean, everyone is an opportunist here, all right, though. I'm a lion.
I mean, It is, but it's not.
I mean, I feel bad because I live in New York, and I feel like I don't have any more friends. I have friends, but not, like, because I'm from PA. Well, I'm from New York, but I live in PA. But I don't have a lot of friends up here. But if I could be opportunist to get some friends, I damn sure would do it.
A lot of friends up in this shit.
I know, you're right. Everybody up here is Nixie. You're right. Tell it, Jay.
Next thing you know, you got too many girls in your business. Next thing you know, y'all start speaking out all your businesses all over the world because they want to be petty. Like, who's doing all that? No.
But you got to be careful what you tell your girls, though. You can't tell your friends everything. Am I right or not? You have to, like, pick and choose what you want to tell. Basically, whatever I'm going to tell you, I don't mind if it's out in the street. Because there's some shit I ain't telling, because you ain't going to tell my motherfucking business.
I mean, you can't start a rumor that I already started. Like, I put it out there already. How can you go around? There's people know this. Some of you who don't know that. Right. Ain't nothing new.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to finish this hot topic section. Session. What more do we have? The Oscars and who else? Okay. I'm trying to think if I'm going to take a long break now or a short break. I have a request from Mia. Mia wants to hear Beyonce. So what I have to do is we have to keep talking for 40 seconds because the first 40 seconds is a mess of the song. Grease, help me with something else before we go off the air.
Help me with what?
Talk.
Okay.
Hold on. We have an exclusive, but I guess he can't say too much. I don't know. He signed the waiver. Okay, well, look, I work in the industry. I don't want you to get sued because you never know who might end up listening by accident. Anywho, Jay attends all the reunions that's filmed in New York. So you got some tea in the meantime until we go to our break. First, let me find what I have to find. And then I want you to give some tea for about 40 seconds of, like, basically break down, what the heck, where is Beyonce? Break down, what you saw at the reunion. Go.
Because I bet it was no fights.
Yeah, so if you look at any physical fights, there's not going to be any, but there is a lot of drama there. There's plenty of arguments. Fights were about to break out, but of course they were stopped. But the New York reunion never really has fights.
It does. Well,
they never really have fights. There's only usually ATL that has the fights. They don't never really have too much popping off at the reunions there. But it's very much a lot of drama. They may watch the rest of the season and everything, so expect to see a lot.
Nina was the host?
Yeah, okay, she was there. I didn't like that dress she had on either, but
okay. It's
fine. Remy performs.
Okay.
I was going up for that. I know Remy, my sister, so
15 seconds.
I was on her life. But pretty much expect to see Yandy get cursed out, but she doesn't get touched. Expect to be BBOD turning up and Mariah Lynn. And
was Cardi turning up, or she was
just
funny?
She actually had an argument with my friend who got kicked out of the reunion for arguing with her.
Okay, we're going to see. All right. We back at the lunch table.
All right. And I've been drifting off on knowledge. Cat calling, cat walk, man, these women getting silent. I could sing a song for Salamana, Salamander. We took a flight at midnight, and now my mind can't help but wonder how come. Spoon fed, pluralized eyes to find the beaches in the forest. I'm looking off the edge, I preach my gut and can't help ignore it. I'm climbing up the wall, cause all the shit I hear is boring. All the shit I do is boring. All these record labels boring. I don't trust these record labels, I'm torn. All these people on the planet, working 9 to 5 just to stay alive. The 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 9 to 5 just to stay alive. All the people on the planet, working 9 to 5 just to stay alive. I'll
what we see. I know if I'm haunting you, you must be haunting me. It's where we go.
Show actually broadcasting live on the internet, because remember for the last two shows it was a mix up going on, and we couldn't get listeners on the internet, and people was tired of listening on the phone, so it was just a mess. So hopefully we had people listening today from the internet, hopefully. But yeah, back.
I noticed the noise, you can't really tell like who's listening from the internet. Always you could, but I don't know.
Right, they modified it really, really crazy. I mean, okay. So we're still in this Oscar mess. So go ahead about Janet and Hubert and everything that you know, Bree.
Well, all I know is, you know, Jada and Spike want to boycott the Oscars. They want Chris Rock not to host, even though, you know, that's kind of stupid because, you know, he's contractually obligated.
That's the Oscar theme.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, you know, oh, because it's so lily white.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So, you know, Chris Rock has, you know, contractually obligated to host the Oscars, but they want him to boycott. Everybody want him to step down, and, you know, but, you know, people are going to be watching anyway, but I think
that he should do it because he's going to make those people feel. He's going to say stuff that make them uncomfortable, like, oh, I'm the only black person in here.
Yeah.
Like, do shit like that, and people going to laugh, but they're going to know it's true. So I personally feel like he should stay and do it. Like,
he's definitely going to do it.
But what do you feel about Stacey Dash? You know what? I can't be mad at her because it's her opinion. Everyone's getting mad at her and blasting her, but it's her opinion. She's not entitled to what she fucking thinks.
I don't think she said anything wrong. I think people just took it wrong. But she was saying, basically, if you feel a way about the Oscars, then why do we have these other things separated for us? Basically, like, why do we have BET and Black? We have our own stuff anyway. So why y'all even care that nobody was really invited to the Oscars? Not saying that's okay. That's because I'm right, so take that away. Because white people probably feel like, well, they got BET. None of our movies are played on that. Which is the point that I got from what she was saying. She wasn't saying basically like, oh, but y'all watch this and y'all do that. I don't think she's saying it like that. What she's saying is we have our own thing separated from everyone else, and no one says anything about that. So why y'all saying something about the Oscars? That's
like
the news. We've been not getting acknowledgement from the Oscars from these people.
I know, but like Wendy said, there's a channel for kids. There's a channel for food. There's a channel for pets. There's a channel for doo-doo. It's a channel for everything. So, Stacey doesn't really have an argument, but I get what you're saying, JJ, is that, like, she didn't mean it the way it came off. But you understood what she meant.
I took it. She probably wasn't saying that, but I got from Stacey, like, we have our own stuff anyway. Why y'all got shows like B? Y'all got the Image Awards and all this other stuff. If y'all feel everything should be not separated, which is true.
I completely, he basically took the words right out of my mouth. That's basically where I was going to go with.
That's a big deal that what she said. People just like to take stuff somebody says and run with it. Like, oh, what is she talking about? Don't forget you was on BET. I'm like, she wasn't saying anything was wrong with BET. What she's saying is that, you know, like, I'm pretty sure they're saying this. person in this movie. Why they not? Why not on BET? But
exactly, because, you know, like, I think where the whole thing fell apart for her is when she started talking about, you know,
get rid of BET
and, you know, Black History Month, and then everybody else just tuned out the, you know, beginning half.
Yeah, that's what I think. She literally meant get rid of it. She just said, all right, so if you feel like that, then don't participate in this thing or whatever like that. Like,
right,
I don't think she was saying, like, no, we shouldn't have that. I'm pretty sure she acknowledges all that stuff, but that's how it was being expressed. That's what I got from it. You know what Gabrielle Union said about it?
Who?
Gabrielle Union.
Who? No, what she said. who is Stacey Dash? Who is Stacey Dash?
It was funny as hell.
Yeah, it was funny, but, you know, she had a point. You know, I'm like, but it was, she had a point, because I'm like, I'm pretty sure there has been far less white people who have won a BET award than have won an Academy Award.
They began nominated
now. Who? Who?
Iggy.
Okay, Iggy.
Who? Iggy got a nominated.
Eminem, Robin Thicke, Justin Timberlake.
Absolutely.
What's the point of what y'all said?
Who else?
What we're saying is,
who else?
Even though it's the BET Awards, they nominate white people. In other words, they don't leave everybody
Justin
out.
Timberlake is black.
Okay.
Iggy Azalea, she wants to be black.
Nikki is white, but
Robin Thicke is the ultimate brother. Okay, you see his wife?
Yeah.
You know,
Robin Thicke, those people you said, those pretty much just pretty much they black by default. Like, you can't use those as examples. Like, you just said some shit like
those are the only ones that are nominated.
But then again, at the same time, those people are also considered part of the hip hop and R&B era, so they're gonna get nominated.
And that's why I didn't understand what, you know, what was the problem with, you know what she was saying, because I'm like, you can't
people pick and choose what they want to listen to. All they heard her say was, well, get rid of BET and get rid of Black. That's all. Everything else she said before after that was void. She's like the fucking police. They only hear one thing and they could use that against you. I'm like, you didn't hear me say I don't have a weapon or I'm coming from home. You heard me say was, why the fuck you touching me? Like, that's what you heard, but you ain't nothing else before that.
Correct.
Had selection. Listen to what she's saying. Yeah. Like, they asked her a question, and she answered it honestly. Like, everybody's making a big deal about nobody being honored for the Oscars. This is not the first shit that happened. Like, it won't be the last.
Oh, but I have done my research, and you are surprised how many black people have won. Yes.
Remember Jennifer Hudson won that Oscar for Dreamgirls. And it was dragging Beyonce about that.
Beyonce never going to win an Oscar. But I'm going to the list. I have notes. I pull up the receipts. Black Academy Award winners. Now, this is since 2001.
Since about like four people?
No.
Three? Oh, go ahead.
What are you talking about?
Go ahead.
But this is quite since the when Denzel and Halle Berry won on the same day.
Oh, they did?
Since that historic day.
Oh, they won that.
What was that? Monsters Ball?
Monsters Ball and Train Day, yes.
Oh, I didn't know they both won that same year.
Yes, they both won that same year.
That's after
when she was crying all hysterically like that.
Mm-hmm. But the unfortunate part is we had to play sluts and hoes and slaves to win.
She was so pussy in the camera and when she got that award. Halle Berry was in tons of movies before that, but I feel like she like really acted her ass off.
But the problem is, like, what movies do we not play sluts and hoes in? You know, most of our movies that we you know, we love aren't going to be
Like the people, the, like when we do, like black people do win awards, it's usually for something with like
something
the,
crazy.
The black person portrayed, like when Monique got for Precious, she was playing an abusive
black
mother.
Mom.
Like,
mm-hmm.
But nothing powerful. Oh no, then what's going to get an award too?
Whoopi.
What's that movie with the bitch that ate the pie?
Yes.
She was a slave.
She was a maid. But, yeah.
I mean, pretty much the same thing. But
our movies aren't Academy Award worthy in the first place.
However, I believe, in my opinion, Grease, and I don't know if you saw it, Straight Outta Compton should have been nominated. Did you see it?
Nominated, but it's not.
Screenplay. But it was amazing. For you, those of you guys that didn't see it, the movie was good.
Now, my thing is, everybody said that, what do you feel like it should have been nominated for?
The roles.
I haven't seen it. So.
Best actor, what? Best storyline? Like,
yes.
Like, best picture. Right, like, what was it going to be placed there? Like, what was going to be its competition with, like, and what is the Oscars time frame? It's from what? The movie's from when?
It's from...
Because they said, because that Will Smith movie
just
came out, like, and
they made the cut.
Right, so I'm like, what's the time bracket that it's for? Like, because
the Grammys have a time frame that you gotta, like, you know.
Yeah, but anyway, it's I don't know, because I haven't really been to the movies lately. Last thing I think I've probably seen was Straight Outta Compton in the movie theaters. I don't go to the movies because there's so much different ways to watch stuff, you know, online and everything. But I haven't really been seeing anything. But Straight Outta Compton was a good movie.
It was.
But my thing is, not just because everything is good is not always going to be nominated, just because it was good. Like,
right.
At the same time, I mean, the stuff that's in that movie, we know about that stuff or whatever, so it's not like it was nothing new, just that it was bought, you know, to a visual and everything. But the movie was excellent. It was kind of long too.
It was a long movie, but it was good. It was like, in my opinion, it was like what Love Got to Do with a Type movie. Like, that was a great movie.
There's
that should
of,
that should won an Oscar.
A lot of stuff I don't even know, like, happened to them.
Right, and in my opinion, you guys, I know you guys show what Love Got to Do with it. That should won an Oscar. Am I right? Yes or no?
Well, what was it going to win an Oscar over?
It was up against.
That's what I'm
Grease.
But people were saying, "Oh, we should get an Oscar." I'm gonna, but I don't know what did you just say that because you like the good. What
yeah,
did you
we
like it deserves. Say, "Oh, best acting, best storyline, something like." You can't just say, "Oh, she got an Oscar," because the Oscars has different categories. You can't just say it's an award, but it's like it deserves it for. Because when they make the award, they not only those people, they're looking for specific things in these movies or things.
Her acting, that's what it's called.
So we feel like Angela Bassett should have gotten the Oscar.
For playing Tina.
For playing Tina Turner.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't know who won that year, because I just wrote down the winners.
Maybe she did get an Oscar.
No,
she didn't. You got to remember, too, they don't always televise everything.
She didn't win that one.
The black people don't get televised. Yeah. Like, during a break, such and such one, and such and such one, and such and such one.
Those ones.
But ever since 2001, we have Denzel, Halle Berry, Jamie Foxx, Jennifer Hudson, Forest Whitaker, Monique, Morgan Freeman, Octavia Spencer, Lupita Nyong'o, and even 3-6 Mafia and John Legend in common won Oscars.
Okay.
That's just...
3-6 Mafia for
what?
They won an Oscar.
Yes, from...
It's hard out here for a fifth. song. They won an Oscar for that.
Oh, probably what? For best soundtrack or something?
Yeah.
Best song.
And Taraji sung it on the Oscars and she did a damn good job. She sung down. I'll show you what. During the break, I'll show you.
Taraji could sing. Like, the first time I seen her sing was in, what's that movie she's in?
Hustle and Flow?
No. It's a Tyler Perry movie. I can do bad by myself. That shit.
Oh, okay.
The movie opens with her singing.
Oh, okay. And you know who else could sing? Pam from Martin.
She'd be singing all
Pam time. Can sing down.
How and Gina?
Yeah, she don't have a candle. Gina don't have a candle to Pam.
Oh,
Don't baby swaggin', don't like a nympho, but only for the Benjamins. Young nigga got a sweet tooth for the Kim again. Steady like how it's sweet like cinnamon. Tastes like candy. Under my Vicky panties. Got his ass strong, he want me to meet his family. Can we jacuzzi for all the haters? Sit John P and get high as a skyscraper. Any broad you could sign.
Why that?
I'm ill, Nana. Y'all bitches is little mama.
Okay.
They swear they hate a gut in turn and steal from
what?
Tattoo in the dirty and show you some real drama. And silver hummus, your daddy with real stuff.
Come on.
But asking about some work, I could give you some real numbers.
What?
Brook Norman, get gone down south to sell quick. Another album, another $1 million bitch. Nigga.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, you guys, so I'm sorry if you just called me. I'm about to get off the air in 5 minutes because we don't have the main person here to talk about the topic. I didn't have anything else lined up. JJ, talk.
I mean, what you want me to do? Because you know I could read for days.
No, like, I know. But my question is, do you front for the gram? Like OD or like?
My fronting is basically I'll take a picture or whatever somewhere. I could be out. Or video and everything, but I won't post it. I'll post it like a month later. But I'll do stuff like that because people, I like to make it like I'm always doing something with them. I could be right in the house in the bed or whatever. That could be because I'm ducking somebody.
I'm just,
I don't want anybody to like pop up, but I'm not about to sit there and take a picture in your coat and sneakers and then take a picture and post it and say, oh, outfit of the day. I'm not about to do that. I don't post everything that I buy. I don't talk about how much money I have because the more broke you think I am, the less I got to worry about you coming to me thinking something.
Oh,
I'm not going to sit there. I'm not about to lay all my money out. If I got $5,000, I'm telling you I got five. If I got $5, then I may tell you I got $5. I post happy posts when I'm sad and sad posts when I'm happy. You don't never know what the hell going on with me. People are too nosy and they take your business and they throw it in your face later, which is, I'm very guilty of putting my business on social media, but at the same time, you can't throw in my face.
Yeah, you can throw it on people.
You can't throw in my face what I already told people. Like,
right.
A lot of people is when they know your business. So I could be sitting here talking to you about something. I got you thinking that you're the only person that knows this, but because I'm the type of split nigga that I am, I'm going to see if you're going to try to throw this back at me like, nigga, Tom, Dick, Paul, and Keisha already know about that, so what tea you spilling?
Okay.
So it all depends. Sometimes it's all right, and sometimes it's like you're just doing the most. Now, I do hate to see people posting up stuff. I was on Snapchat the other day going off about this. People with how much money they got and how easy this is for them to do. I don't know how people could walk around broke. Nigga, first of all, let's talk about why you got this money. One, you live at home with your family, which is nothing wrong with. It's hard out here.
Yeah.
You live at home with your mother. So, of course, your mother's not about to put you in the street. I don't care how much she may say she's going to. Your mother pays your rent, so stop it. You may contribute here and there, like, oh, here, take this $200 a month. No. You live at home. So if you don't pay rent, you're not going to be homeless. If you don't pay cable, you're going to still have cable because your parents are going to make sure that it's paid. Don't make it sound like if you do everything by yourself and you always got money after you pay your bills because you don't. Like,
absolutely.
That's the shit I don't like. People without they've
right.
gone buying sneakers every 5 years because you can do whatever you want with your money because you're not doing nothing else.
You got no bills.
You're not doing shit. You're paying a phone bill. Which is in no shame to nobody that's just home doing that because that's fine. But at the same time, don't make it sound like you got it like that because you don't. Because once you move out, and that's why they won't leave.
Right. You right.
You try to be in a relationship and you can't even have company.
Jay better read down, honey.
I mean, what the fuck?
Read the room.
You got all this money you got. Oh, I can put you in the Uber right now. Yeah, you can put me in Uber and sneak me into your room. Like, I'm not here for that. I would be screaming and moaning in there. Those are all. So, somebody tried to really come for me and say some shit. I'm turning over a new leaf, so I just let them get their life. Like, all right. Go ahead. You can think you're doing something, but it's fine. I already know the tea. They were like, oh, it has majorly said some shit. They was like, they were chilling with their friend or whatever. I said, yeah, you chilling with them because you choose to be there. You really could be, you know, here or whatever. I wasn't saying that as in this current moment. I'm about to go to bed. I work two jobs that every day. I'm not asking no company. I was just saying in general. They all put me in the Uber or whatever, that like that. And I'm like, now I'm about to go to bed. Always waste my excuse. Da, da, da. First of all, if I wanted to put you in the Uber, I could. Secondly, I didn't ask you to come over here.
True.
But don't feel it because you got a couple of dollars in your pocket right now. Like, no. Don't try to come out of my head. That's the one thing you can don't ever in your life, because I'm never rude to people. I'm never disrespectful. But don't try to come at my neck in front of people, because when I open this mouth, you're going to wish you didn't say anything to me.
Okay.
So I was letting them be nice.
You did go off.
I'm like, all right, you got that. You can just say that, yeah, I ain't got it right now. Right, that's true for the other thing.
Yeah, well, we're going off the air in like 1 minute, but I want you to listen to our new intro, JJ. I want your opinion on it. This is an intro that Grease created, and I need to know, in my opinion, if you like it. And I'm going to play this now for anyone that didn't listen when he first opened up the show. So, JJ, listen now.
Gina, you're wearing sweatpants. It's Monday. So that's against the rules, and you can't fit. Whatever.
In wherever I sit, it's the baddest place in the building. Wherever I sit.
You bitches can't chill with me.
With me.
You bitches can't chill
with me.
With me. This spot's reserved for me.
For me.
You bitches can't chill with me.
Walk home, bitches.
What etiquette lesson do you think that we've learned, ladies, today?
Always be nice.
Okay.
What was the last part?
No, it was. He asked her daughters about, what do you say to this? Something about a book she was writing.
What
is that? Grease did. Grease is talented. Yeah, he's like he can. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah,
his intro skills is amazing. Thank you. So, because of Petty not being here, it's her birthday tomorrow, so I can't be mad at Petty. I really need Petty here because I wanted to go off about that topic. And I'm going to save this topic for the next show. How about that? Is that okay? And like JJ said, sometimes shows don't go as planned. You know what I mean? You can't plan everything to a T.
Yeah.
It's not going to be
right.
The epic one?
Yeah.
Like, I know.
Such a weak crowd. In drama.
I mean, we talked about most of it, but, you know, the main topic I wanted to talk about. And you know what? In the future, I will have backup topics. So lesson learned. Yeah, so that way, in the event of a co-host not coming, because this is the lunch table. And we serve food here, food and tea, and everyone's a co-host, so, but I kind of, like, honed on that one topic, and it messed me up, but I want to luxuriate in conversation with Petty about that, so.
Watch next week, it don't last no longer than 10 minutes.
What, the conversation?
Watch.
Whatever.
She will be holding on to this damn conversation, and then nothing come out.
Eh, it is what it is. So, anyone who is listening tonight, thank you for tuning in to the lunch table. Yeah. And I guess we'll come back next Sunday. Same time, same place.
Ow. my old shows. Blog Talk Radio, the archives are up there. Blog Talk Radio, Celeb Prince J.
Promote heavy. @ celebPrinceJ
Me and my co-host, Honey Blanco, we go.
It's very entertaining, and his callers, they be calling in and they be arguing.
Yeah, that's another thing. I don't do that show for y'all to argue with each other. Like, that just be happening. I swear that's nothing scripted, that's not written out. I don't even be knowing that's going to happen. I'll be like, what? But, yeah, y'all can listen. I'll be back soon. But, my show is under construction right now. But it'll be back, I promise.
And thanks for joining my show tonight.
No problem.
So, I guess that's it. Thanks for listening, you guys, and we'll be back next week. Thank you. Bye.